Welcome to Hello Dysfunction, episode 270.
Oh my god, girl.
I'm Patafria.
I'm Crystal.
That's here we are. Dramatic. I want a cigarette.
I'm about to have one.
Have a cigarette today.
Yeah, I want the
it's
whole
been
pack.
A lot. It's been a lot.
Mark
today.
Just stressed everybody out.
No, I don't even live here and I'm stressed out. I'm tense.
I said, you have everyone on eggshells. That's not okay.
Yeah.
Get it together. Stevie had, she has this large painting that Pat did for her birthday of Mac Dre that Stevie absolutely loves. And she had it behind her door. I mean, it's huge. And it was supposed to be hung the other day, but it didn't. And somehow Stevie shut her door and the painting fell against the door
in
a slant.
Propped itself up like as if you would put a chair under the doorknob, like how you're locking out intruders.
Yes.
It did that. It was probably Billy.
No, for sure. And Mark instantly gets fucking pissed and furious. So everybody feels the wrath. But, you know, I had to explain to him. Nobody did this on purpose. Like, I get that you're mad at the situation, but making all of us feel like we got to walk on eggshells, that's
like
not...
we're going to get a whooping.
Yeah, yeah. Like, bitch, yeah. How? Why do I feel like I'm in trouble? Right. I fucking was in the bathroom.
Right.
Like, no, it's not all right to make people feel like that. I don't give a fuck how you feel about a situation. So we're all fucking stressed out.
Tense.
No,
before you
happened.
Came out the bathroom, I was like, cause I had went in your car when I got here to get
like,
my
I'm
weights out.
Home.
Well, damn near, but I got my weights out cause I kept forgetting every time I would come mm-hmm. record and I had no idea all that shit is still, there's a Christmas tree in your car. Like
yeah.
Everything is still in there. So I had asked him, I was like, are you down? Like when we're done to, help me like unpack her car. Cause if we don't do it, it's going to take like a wrong question to ask. He was like, no. And then that was when I realized like, oh, it's not a good time.
He's in a bad mood.
Yeah, it's not a good time to suggest that. But I know you're going to leave it in there for a fucking month if we don't get it out soon. So
with the exception of the merch, I was going to take everything in there over to, because you know there's some sheds.
There's
the trailer.
Some things, yeah, to get rid of.
So I was like, going to. Well, there's the bag that goes to the vintage store. There's the Dock-a-Tot.
No, I
else.
Have the bag that goes to the vintage. I have another bag that goes to the vintage store.
Well, there's one in the car, too.
There's a PlayStation. There's like a lot of shit that doesn't
some
need to be in
there. Some stuff from
her
moving. Some stuff that I had in the garage.
There's like Barbies from the 80s in there. Mm-hmm. I'm like, where did this fucking come from?
Where it came from is one night, again, Mark was in one of his moods. Mad about the disorganization in
the
garage.
He expressed to me he wants the garage. I immediately was like, do I have anything in there? I think P's bike is in there. Do you want me to get it out? Like, immediately let me know he wants his garage back.
And I'm like, you know, I will go 0 to 100. Not in an angry, I won't raise my voice and be fucked up. But I will remove my shit from the situation so that it can't.
Yeah, but he's not
saying
that.
You can't be mad. Well, guess what? You're not going to get mad about my stuff again. So
yeah.
I put shit in my car, and I've been riding around in my car for fucking... bitch, I'll live in that. You know,
I'll
I'm
just
stubborn,
look like I live in here.
And I don't give a fuck. And if it gets stolen, fuck it.
Yeah, when I pulled up and seen the pink Christmas tree in the back window, I was like, no, I'm going to pull this shit out.
So I went to take it over the trailer, but because the project over there isn't finished...
Mm-hmm.
All the old flooring is in front of the shed entrance. I can't carry all the stuff and put it in there.
Yeah.
And the stubborn fucking Leo in me is absolutely not putting it back in my garage.
Oh, my God. Stop.
So it's just going to sit in my car. Yes, I feel some kind of way right now. I'm mad at Mark right
Everyone
now.
Everyone does.
I am mad right now.
I'm drinking old drinks from like 2 weeks ago.
She's nasty. Her and Carolyn are more alike than I ever realized.
Yeah, we made that realization
really
recently. And I was like, my good sis, like, you might be right. You might be onto something.
Carolyn would do that too. They're
like,
hella flat.
A lot of our clothing style choices are
collared
the same.
Collared horse sweatshirt.
Hairstyles be the same. Like, it's We have a lot more in common than I ever realized.
It's insane. Mm-hmm. Yep. It's fucking insane. Speaking of hair and shit, I dyed my client's hair today.
What?
Box dye.
Yes. The client? The mm-hmm. one?
How she is she feeling? She wanted her hair dyed.
How is she feeling?
Better. Her cellulitis is doing better. Mm-hmm. And she wanted her hair dyed because her kids are coming to town and she wanted to be snazzy for them. And
okay.
I'm like, okay, I'll dye it.
Wait a minute. This is not the one I'm thinking of, is it? Doesn't she stay with her kid?
One of them.
Oh, there's more.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, okay.
And you know, she's not mobile and there's no way to get her to a sink. So how we rinsed it is, got a huge bucket, mm-hmm. like one of them big double buckets.
And poured cups like of this, water over her head into the
filled
bucket.
Filled it with warm water.
Oh, and dunked it?
And held her head over it. And I just took cups of water. And it worked.
That sounds cool.
Yeah, she felt nice and
good,
better about herself. And she was like, I'm so thankful for you. And I was I'm glad I could help you feel better about yourself.
For sure.
Because, you know, getting your hair done, like, no matter who, where does it. It just, it always feels better.
For sure.
Definitely.
I've been dealing with, like, I don't know, just appointments, insurance, shit, fucking rental car, shit, fucking little things like that. I just got to remind myself, like, everything always works out. Like, don't stress. Like, even if there's some hiccups along the way, it's going to be fine. Don't stress out. But it's just like, I'm feeling a little overwhelmed with the stuff that I'm carrying.
Why a rental car?
Because my ex-husband needed a rental.
And, that's right.
You know, me, I'm like, I'll just get it. And, you know.
Do you want to buy six cars in my name?
Because I'll do that, too.
My you just pay the great. Payment. I'll do it.
My credit. It's fine. Don't worry.
A good one? You're very generous.
I need to fucking stop that shit. But gift giving and helping out and all that is my love language. So it's like, get it under control.
My love language is smoking cigarettes at this point.
I wanted to bring something up because I'm trying to think of where I saw it. I saw somewhere, I don't know if I was watching something, a show, because I've been watching like hella shit, like true crime type shit lately, but it might have been something online. But there was a video,
mm-hmm.
and it's really fucked up. And like, I get it, the economy, everything's expensive, everybody's trying to make money right now.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. But when you have to start getting a second opinion for a dentist, now life is unfair. It's hard enough to get an appointment and get an exam for dental work.
That you can afford.
A discovery has been made that dentists are lying. And they're saying that they're doing fillings. They're doing fillings on people that don't need fillings.
Let me tell you my dental nightmare that I just... realized regarding the dentist that last did all my work.
So it's kind of like with car mechanics. How are you going to know if they're not telling you the truth? You know what I mean? So I was like, wow, that's really fucked up. And I immediately thought of some situations with the kids where like they suddenly had like more cavities than I thought or that we expected. And what if they really didn't? And
we don't know what they fucking look like.
Yeah.
How can we tell?
Right. If you have no pain and you have no, you know, how would we know if you're fucking lying? So, you know, Stinkers had an extraction and then they had told him that he had some cavities also. And so he had a dental appointment scheduled for tomorrow that I already confirmed. And then he had an ortho appointment for Thursday. So the ortho department ends up calling me and I'm like, oh, I was trying to get them for the same day. You know, the appointments for the same day because it's kind of out the way. And I was like, is it possible to do that? And so she's like looking over his charts and shit. And she's like, well, he's getting an extraction. So I think that's why they did. And I said, no, he already got the extraction. We ended up going to an emergency dentist for it. She said, well, what does he still need a dental appointment for then? And I was like, oh, apparently he has cavities or something. And she's like, no. And so she's like going through his shit and she's like, I mean, I see some areas that they mark to keep an eye on, but he doesn't have cavities. Like to where they don't need to be filled. You could, she goes, do you want me to cancel that appointment for you and just keep an ortho appointment? And I immediately thought of that.
He's a shyster.
No, it's not him. It's another dental office. It's another dental office that was originally going to do the extraction, but we ended up calling the emergency guy.
So who said he had cavities?
this other one, not the guy, this other one.
Wow.
The guy that did the extraction that you went to before never mentioned cavities, and he did x-rays too.
Oh, he just mentioned the bone thing, right?
Bone grafting.
Okay, yeah,
but he did not mention, no cavities. And he did x-rays also. He talked to me a little bit about wisdom teeth and shit. He did not mention seeing any cavities. So now I have this receptionist for the ortho department telling me, no, he doesn't. I mean, I see some areas they wanted to keep an eye on in case they turn into cavities, but he doesn't have cavities that need to be filled. So do you want to cancel this appointment? Because I would, and just keep the ortho one. Oh, really? My mind immediately goes to that video and I'm like, this is a thing. Apparently, this is a thing.
It's a huge
You're already
thing.
Gouging to where you're charging quadruple what any other country is charging for this type of dental work. But now you're lying. You guys be lying and making up shit. And they said it's like a very common occurrence. They were so disappointed because like they had a friend out of state that experienced it. And so he, the guy that was talking, he himself
wait, I tell you.
had, you know, seen a dentist that recommended all this shit. And then he went to another dental office just to kind of test it. They didn't recommend anything that the first dentist recommended. So it's like you're trying to just keep yourself in business at this point, and that's really fucked up.
So, yep. And it is a thing, and I'm going through it right at this moment. So the last dentist that did the majority of my dental work, he did a bridge for me. He did a crown, a root canal and a crown up on my middle top molar. Mm-hmm. Okay. Then
was it the emergency guy or no?
No.
Okay.
So the way I got hooked up with this dentist is I was seeing another dentist that's been in practice here for years. Mm-hmm. Well, his best friend or one of his close friends was moving from out of state, I think from Colorado here. Mm-hmm. And I guess California is kind of strict. You have to pass the state boards again here, even if you're a licensed dentist somewhere in another else. State, right? Mm-hmm. So he needed a guinea pig to go. So this new dentist, I'm going to call him Dr. Jim. Dr. Jim needed somebody to go to his state boards with him, and he needed to fill two cavities. I'm like, he asked me, the dentist I was seeing asked me if I would do that as a favor for his friend, Dr. Jim. I'm like, sure, free dental work, right? Plus, Dr. Jim paid me $250 for the day.
Oh.
Win-win, right?
What? Yeah.
He was great. So when he opened his own practice, I started going to him because I had a good experience with him, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he did a bridge for me. He did a crown on my top right. And then he did two root canals and was supposed to do the crowns over here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and then he did a few other things. So less than 5 years... the bridge failed. Okay.
That seems quick.
The crown up here failed. Mind you, when this crown came out, girl, there was nothing under it. How was there nothing under it?
Mm.
Fucked up, right?
Yeah.
And the dentist I went to repair the bridge was like, we can't even repair your bridge because he filed your teeth down way too much.
Oh.
So I'm fucked out of three teeth. So that's where I need an... That's where I have to go get an implant, right?
Oh, my God.
Ruined teeth. So
there was a crown just suspended between teeth with nothing underneath it.
Mm-mm.
That's not how that goes.
And then the bridge.
And I'm not a fucking dentist, and even I know that.
And the way a bridge works is it goes over the first tooth. The middle tooth is extracted because that mm-hmm. was my problem tooth. And then there's a crown over the third tooth. Hence the bridge.
Yeah.
He filed my two good teeth or my two teeth down
the
so
one that
far.
Are the ones that are going to hold the bridge.
So far. And that's why it failed. So.
Whoa. And those weren't even the teeth that needed. Those were the support beams.
Yeah. So I can't even have that bridge fixed.
You ruined my support beams.
So then there were supposed to be two root canals up here on my top left. I have fucked teeth. Not only genetics. Pregnancy killed it. It's just. Fucked. I'm always playing catch up, hence why we're going to Mexico and doing full mouth restoration. But about a week ago, I started feeling that electric nerve pain, which mm-hmm. means he did not
take
do
the
a
nerve
root
out.
Canal
Because it's still in there.
Yes. So I fucking...
Can you dispute the fucking charges?
I don't know, but I have an appointment Friday with the dentist down the street just for x-rays so that I can send them to Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll know 100% for sure, but I can bet 98% right now he did not do a full
root canal. And then that's the point where you make an appointment with Dr. Jim and you're sitting in the chair with a gun in your lap and you wait for him to come in the room and you just cross your legs and you say, now, how do you want to handle this?
No, for real, because I'm so fucking pissed off. Yeah. Do you know how much a root canal is? Mind you, my dental insurance is only $2,500 a year.
I'm saying dental insurance don't be covering
that's
shit.
Not even that doesn't even cover your root canal and crown. I paid another fucking $800 out of pocket.
Yeah.
And I've had hella work.
So you
from
sit there
him.
With the gun and you say, are you going to charge my card back for the refund or are you going to give it to me in cash because you're about to run me my fucking money back? Because
this is so fucked up.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
motherfucker.
And if you have the x-rays, you're going to have proof that he didn't do what he was supposed to do, right?
Yep.
Oh, my God. I hate going back for refunds and disputes and shit after the fact.
Because why can't you just have integrity?
Yeah, exactly. Why did you lie? And were you even licensed in Utah or Colorado or wherever you came from?
And why did all your work fucking fail, dude? All of it. Not one thing.
He's not a real dentist. Somebody's going to kill Dr. Jim.
If I wouldn't have went to the state boards with him... I would have questioned it.
Yeah.
But I've fucking seen him.
Well, he's going to have to make it right because now, so you pay twice. That was just like for shits and giggles. You paid him practice test run.
Right.
To fake like you did the work, but you didn't really do it. No, no.
Dude, I'm so irritated regarding.
Oh, that's hella frustrating.
I was already irritated about the first two things, but this like.
But now repairing all that costs money, costs more than you would have paid for the initial work. So yes. Like now you cost me money. No, fuck no.
Yeah.
We got to look into that. So yeah, crazy. I guess we got to start getting second opinions on our fucking dental exams or something.
It's so fucked up.
Speaking of people trying it, I get a statement and a check in the mail yesterday from my old apartments.
You got what?
A statement, like a, you know, breakdown and a check.
Let me guess.
They charged me for the parking passes and the mailbox key that I returned. Wasn't I with you when I returned them?
Yeah, you said you had to bring more back. Did you ever bring the other
stuff? I did. I took them back the day before. I took them back on the 6th and I had until the 7th to get the shit in.
Oh, no.
And I looked and I was like, oh, you still owe me like $120. And so they don't answer the phone. So I had to speed over there yesterday. Went in. I was like, hi, remember you let me in last week or a couple weeks ago? I was like, it was you that I gave this shit to. So what is this about? Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know. I'll email
you
so
guys
and
are
so
shady.
And I'll have them. Don't worry. I'll have them cut you another. I'm like, what's your name? Because I gave you the shit and I'm glad it's you letting me in again.
Oh, God. I'm
She's
so
like,
sick
oh,
of
yeah,
people.
I remember you. Damn. Like, what is wrong with y'all? I'm already complaining about other shit. They didn't charge me for any painting, any repairs, anything like that. Thank Good. God. But I still feel like y'all owe me money for the shit I had to throw away. And, you know,
right.
On top of that, like, don't try to, like, jip me on other shit. And I had to throw beds away and shit, you know?
Right.
I don't
I'm
know.
So sick
they
of
tried
people.
It. Yeah.
My Facebook was hacked. I can't get into
oh,
it at
God.
All.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Like, not at all. They changed my email address, the phone number on the account.
So hella people got hit like within the same night.
It was
which
at 3:50. It was at between 3:30 and 3:55.
Stinkers
a.m.
got hit. Our niece Lena got hit.
Yep.
One of my sister-in-laws got hit, got their Facebooks took and their Instagrams. Luckily, yours was not linked, right?
Nope. Mine are tethered, but I don't have my Instagram synced to my Facebook. And I highly recommend... Yeah. Everybody unsync them because if they hit one, they get both.
Yeah.
Luckily.
And they're locking y'all out.
I have to actually email Facebook. If anyone works for Facebook, please reach out to me. But I have to email Facebook and tell them because there's a way basically. First of all, they're saying they don't recognize my device, mm-hmm. me trying to log in
all
to my
setting.
Facebook.
Yeah.
So it says log in from a device that you've logged in. So I called Mark. I have him log in from his phone at work. What it does is it takes him to an Instagram link to log in. And I'm like, no, don't do it because then it's going to sync them and then they'll really have my IG, right? Mm-hmm. So, because I don't want them to have my IG as well, I need to email Facebook and ask, like, how do I go about getting my Facebook back? Like, my accounts are tethered. They're just not synced. And, God, it just feels so violating and angering. Like, what do you want with it, bitch? Like, what the fuck do you
want
with it?
There's nothing good in there.
It's like my personal shit. There's nothing great, which means, and I can't get into Messenger.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Marketplace.
Nothing. You know, I have messages on there that I hope I don't lose. Like the last.
From dead people.
Yes. Mm-hmm. From family members that have died. Like, there's just so much that means something to me and nobody else.
Right.
And, I was telling you, if this would have been a year ago when I was like hell of into Facebook and posting all the time, I would be having a nervous breakdown.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just want my stuff back. Yeah. And if I can't, I just want to grab the videos and photos of my dad and the kids when they were little. Everything else.
So your page isn't private, right?
No.
So can you go on there and view it on your feed and grab it that way?
You should be able to.
Okay. So maybe do that just in case.
Yeah.
So if they wipe it, it's not gone forever.
Yeah. So if anyone gets any fucking off the wall messages from me, it is not me.
Oh, yeah. Because Stinker's account and Lena's on fucking Instagram were like, hey, what's up? Send me your number. What's up? And I was like, wait, is this? Who is this? And then I was like, nah, like they're hacked. Immediately knew.
That's so fucked up.
Stinker's account was messaging my sister like, hey, what's up? Call me. Send me your number. She texts me like, is he hacked? Because this is weird.
Because why? What are they trying to do? Get Cash Apps again?
Yeah,
shit?
I don't get it. I'm
so fucking sick of scammers. Like, I hope.
Stop scamming people.
Oh, y'all die.
That's
that
law.
Do this shit.
Stop scamming people. Scam the companies. Go rob a bank. Scam the businesses that are insured for that shit.
Right. I hope you guys watch your kids die in front of you for this type of shit. Like, for real, that's how fucking fed up with fucking people scamming other people I am. Do that shit to corporations, businesses. Bitch, hack fucking billionaires. Like, God damn.
It's fucked
up. I hate
y'all. Speaking of Facebook, I was on Marketplace and I got this.
Which I can't even play on.
I know. I got this
rubbing
antique.
In.
I am. I got an antique dresser for Stinkers and I had his dad go with me to get it. And I was cracking up like, he's going to be like, why did you get me this fucking dresser from like the
1800s? He's not even going to appreciate this Victorian era dresser.
But it's wood and it's great quality. It's not fucking particle board.
Right.
And, you know,
or veneer.
Yeah. And, you know, we could paint it. We don't have to paint it. We could restain whatever. It's great. It's a great dresser. And so we got that. But the lady also was selling a clown, framed clown print, right?
Like, I'm in.
And so I was like, yeah, I want it. She was only selling it for $15. So I'm expecting it to be like 8x10. No, it's like 24x36. It's fucking huge and framed and everything. And I was like, oh my God. So I go get the shit and she lives in like a gated community. It's like mansions only. And like her next door neighbor had a cyber truck and like a palace with big ass marble pillars in front. And I was like, is this, are you serious? Yeah. Like what the fuck is going? I didn't know that there were those kind of homes in that city that where I went. But anyway, she didn't need the money. She wasn't tripping. So no wonder she let that shit go for like $15. Damn near free.
Sure.
But it was like the come up of my life. Lately.
Yeah.
So I'm still chasing that high and I'm right back at it. Yeah. Just, it's becoming a problem. Acquiring the stuff.
Finding space for it might be the issue, but getting the stuff I think is great.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, recycle, reuse,
absolutely,
whatever. We believe in that. Also just the quality of shit nowadays is really garbage. So
for furniture, Marketplace is just fabulous.
My dresser in my room now I'm looking to replace because I got two fucking broken drawers. So I'm like, let me just look for myself one. Yeah. There's a lot. It's just having someone help me carry it.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'll round up people. Mark's been saving my life, too. Shout out, Mark. He hung my TVs the other day. And God, it was great. Once he did that, it, like, catapulted me into hanging my clown wall. So last night, I hung everything in, like, an hour and a half.
What wall did you end up doing?
Around the TV.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. But now I'm like, maybe I'll do the wall next to it because there's other stuff I found.
You're like, I'll do every fucking
wall. And I have
wall.
No more room. So if I want to get any more clown things, I'm going to have to add another wall. So I guess maybe I just have God to. Wants. It's what God wants me to do. I just I'm have down. To listen.
Love it.
Who am I to not listen?
Don't you dare yeah. smite God. Right. I love the word smite.
Peace is fucking sick.
I know.
That's why she's not here. Luckily, it's not bad, but she has hand, foot, and mouth. I don't remember the other kids getting
Stevie
it.
Stevie had
but
it. It was the worst thing Stevie ever had when
thank
the kids were little.
God, she doesn't have it bad. She's I'm so just grateful. Has a couple spots on her tongue. But what was weird is these blisters.
Has she been able to eat?
Yeah.
Oh, good, good.
You know, not much, but she doesn't eat much. Right. So it's her normal limited diet. But her ankles and shit got like these chicken pox looking blisters on them. And that's what made me be like, whoa, is this chicken pox? Like, I thought she was immunized for that. So I text your mom at like 11 o'clock at night or something and was like, I'm sorry, but what is this? Like, this is
I knew immediately when you sent it to me.
Yeah. So that's it makes sense, though, because she had a busy week.
We were in a lot of public space.
Chuck E. Cheese, bowling, playing with kids at a basketball game. Yeah. Like she was all school, you yeah. know, so it was a lot.
No
so,
telling.
Yeah. Ain't no telling where it came from. I just want that shit to go away. Now she has like. She's really congested and like her face looked swollen earlier, which was hella weird. It was like very puffy and maybe, red yeah. all around her eyes and red around her nose and shit. Yeah. I was like, this got to be from that.
Poor baby.
Yeah. So she's not here with us. She's here in spirit.
Yeah.
She's been
Diddy's
bad.
Been arrested.
Oh, thank God. I know.
The he's fucking sick. Shit he's he is sick. Accused of doing goes beyond what I even thought.
It's just like unlimited shit. Like it just more and more and more keeps coming out. Like that's like the new hustle, I guess, is like that Epstein playbook.
Blackmail.
Yeah.
That's what he's been doing.
That's what he's been doing. And
especially gay. That was like a big emphasis on gay sex.
Yeah.
Blackmailing, which is so fucked up.
But you know, he's accused of like killing business partners, yeah, fucking killing, trying to killing his ex,
drugging and raping minors,
yeah, like so much, blowing up Kid Cudi's car. Like he been out here being a menace for years and years and
it's
years
he has blackmail and footage.
It's finally starting to crumble.
Good.
He had cops in his pocket. All that is coming out and I love it.
I do too, because you're fucking gross.
You're using your privilege and everything for evil, and I don't support
right.
that.
I don't either.
You could just be rich and you know, what's the word? What's the word when you do too much?
Show off.
Just, yeah, just a flow show. Just be fucking. You
a
could,
douche?
Yeah, you could just be a rich douche that just, you know, overzealous fucking.
Shows his wiener at
but,
his house.
Yeah, but why you gotta use all that for evil, like, and fucking hurt people?
And
like,
why are
that's
you encouraging
why,
rapes? It was saying he would get sex workers, purchase whatever, and then drug and rape them. Like, bro.
Yeah, that lets you know, like, it's not. There's a power fetish. There's yes. a power kink yes. because you don't want people that are giving it to you willingly. There's millions right. of people that will give it to you willingly.
Ugh.
But yes. it's that same argument that like power. When people deny, oh, that person wouldn't rape because, you know, they people
get
are no throwing
bitches.
People are throwing it at them. That's not what rapists are into. No. Like they don't want it willingly.
No.
The sooner people realize that a lot of these crimes will make a lot more sense.
Right. It's power and control.
Yeah, it is.
It's
so,
not fucking busting a nut.
No. And then like, you know, a lot of people are probably going to be named. There were some actors and shit that are already being named. And
one of the actors named already had his own fucking case.
Oh, yeah. Being a creep. Yeah, a lot of pervert shit. It's really gross. But I'm very happy to see also him being... like, I don't know about charged, but like accused in Tupac's murder. Like that's happening at the same time. Good. So, you know, it's just all crumbling.
The fact that it's documented and on video that he had all the staff at his home, from the maid to the butler
like
to the
chef.
Like
wearing fanny packs?
Wearing fanny packs full of different drugs so that no matter where he's at in his home, listen, he could be like, Darla.
Give me a line.
Bring me the Tucci.
Listen, I would respect it. again, if you were not using it for evil, if you were just a party animal
and just had your staff fucking carrying around dope for you
in fanny packs in every room, I would laugh. And I would be like, good for you.
Good for you. Doing a little much, but good for you. But the fact that you're using
it to be creepy and to make people, you know.
Ruin lives? Yeah, bro, yeah. You're sick.
That's not okay. If you were just having thousands of bottles of baby oil for fun, for everyone, party favors.
Orgies, whatever.
I would be happy for you. You know, like, yeah, let's all be slippery and comfortable and not have pain. But you're being evil. No, it makes it that much more sinister just to know that he's using all that for
privilege
bad.
For evil. Fucked up.
Yeah, we don't like that.
Every kingdom, every empire falls. So.
Gross. So gross.
Crumble on.
Just all his poor kids. It's like, you know, his daughters and shit I think about. Mm-hmm. Like, your dad is a whole predator. That shit is gross.
Then it's like, did he snuff Kim Porter?
They're saying he did. He did. Pneumonia? Okay. Yeah, I don't doubt it at all.
No, because...
if it comes out, I would like her to get justice if absolutely. He did, you know? So now would be the time. Cat Williams ain't lied, though. He said...
Man.
Everything he has predicted and said, he ain't been wrong yet. So ain't that crazy?
Right.
Something I thought you would find funny the other night. So Pease got sick Saturday night. I think it was Sunday night. She was kind of delirious and she was like tired, but like super out of it and like fighting her sleep and shit. And I was like, you need to lay down. Like, it's time to go to bed. Lay down. It's late. And, you know, before the reason was she couldn't because there was a bitch in her bed. Well, now she came over and she fucking whispers to me, you're like a bitch. And I was like, what? I thought I misunderstood. I was like, you're tired. You're imagining things because she didn't say that to you. There's no way. So I was like, what? And she starts laughing to herself and goes, you're like a bitch. And I said, I'm a what? And I'm like, I have to be fucking. I almost turned the light on so I could hear her better. She said, I said, whisper it in my ear so I can hear it because I can't hear it. Whisper it so I know exactly what you're saying. She goes, you're like a bitch. And like spelled it out in syllables for me. I was like, lay the fuck down. Lay down now. Lay down.
She's like, are you stupid? Girl, like a book.
You're like a bitch. She said it just like that. Girl, when she laid down and hit the pillow, she was snoring within like 2 minutes. I kid you not. I looked over. I was like, are you faking? Immediately snoring. I was like, oh yeah, you were out your mind.
Delirious.
You were out your motherfucking mind.
Hey, the fact that she said
you're like a bitch, but whispered it. Stop fucking playing with me. Stop. I had
number
to go.
One, the fact that she's so witty and smart to say there's a bitch in my bed.
Yeah.
Like, that oh, was no.
Enough. That was enough. But we're just going to keep them going, she's I
like,
guess.
Like, sometimes you're like sometimes a bitch. Sometimes
you're like a bitch. Tonight.
You're like a bitch.
I'm not going to school tomorrow, obviously. You're still tripping? You're like a bitch. I wanted to fucking pop her.
God damn, because the laugh. Way she says it be so fucking yes, funny.
And her you delivery.
Her delivery is just impeccable.
Is of an old woman. A yes. Sassy, mouthy old woman.
Witty. Fuck, dude. Yeah. It takes everything to not laugh.
Yeah, I know. Tell me about it. I had to text Bunny because I couldn't believe the bitch had just said that shit to me. Stingers was asleep, but I immediately text Bunny. I was like, come here so I could tell
you're
you what she just
gonna
said.
Never going to believe what this asshole said. Yeah,
and she goes, oh, my God. Oh, my God. She was telling her yesterday, we wish you were baby peas when you were nice. We don't like this lovely bad four-year-old peas. We want you to be little, not bad peas, because she is fucking something else.
You know, when Naya hit four, that was the worst
terrible
age for her.
Terrible twos was not a thing. No.
I used to tell everyone, two was a piece of cake. Yes. Four for Naya was like, her and Stevie, I was like, I'm going to smash their heads together.
You got your confidence up. You got your fucking arrogance together. You're a little bit better spoken.
Oh, fuck
no,
y'all.
You're running wild at four.
At four? That was the worst.
Yeah. I'm telling her, it's good night. Lay down.
You're like a bitch. You're a party pooper, bitch.
What the fuck? Stop talking to me. Stop. Just don't say nothing else. God, she is so bad.
Oh, but she's so funny and so smart. Mm-mm. Fuck. Oh, I
bad,
love her.
Bad, bad
oh,
girl.
Oh, I love her. I wish there was a camera in your room. Fuck Diddy's house.
I know. I need to put one in
you
there.
You need one.
Did you see, I think this was on TikTok. I follow someone that spoke about it and was like, I do not fuck with this. I do not think it's funny. And I was like, damn, like, that's not cool. But I hadn't seen any of it. And then I kept scrolling. And like the next day I saw an example of what the lady was talking about. It's like a gimme my money prank that kids are playing on their younger children and younger sibling. Basically,
what parents are doing it?
Parents and kids. If there's one kid, the parents will just do it to the kid. But if there's like siblings, they're doing it to the youngest one. And let me explain.
You know what prank I didn't like before you get into this is the one, you might have seen it, where the parents are pretending to cook with their kids and they fucking... they're cracking eggs and they smash one against the kid's head.
Oh, yeah.
That one hella bugs
me. I don't like... Okay, so like...
Because what can a kid do if they're bothered by that? They can't hit you.
They can't call you a bitch unless they're mine. P's,
right. Yeah. You know, they can't... Yeah. That's fucked up to do.
Don't use your power dynamic for evil.
Yes.
Diddy. Don't be Diddy as a parent and fucking use your power for evil. I don't like the humor, trying to be funny for strangers at your kid's expense. We've talked about that before. The haircuts, the fucking, I don't support none of that shit.
Fuck no.
So basically this is another form of that. They'll all take turns saying like, give me my money or something. And then they'll all clap, right? Clap, clap, clap. They go around each person and then the youngest will go last. And then when they do it, nobody claps for them. Nobody cheers for them. So it's like, they're trying to provoke a tantrum response from the kid. And then
humiliate
like,
them?
Yes. And so when
ostracize
they
them.
All of a sudden, you know, they do it and they're like confused at first. And so then I didn't look it up because it would have broke my heart. Honestly.
Yeah. It's making me feel sad right
the
now.
The one that I saw was like a mom, a kid, and then a younger sibling. It was them three. Oh. But basically, the lady was explaining it like that. They always do it to the younger one. And it's like, they'll be confused at first. And so they'll be like, they'll repeat it, like, give me my money. And they'll start clapping and they still won't do it with them, but they did it for everybody else. And so they trigger this response where the kid starts crying. The kid has a tantrum.
Why would you want to hurt your kid?
Why would you want to provoke that kind of response in your youngest fucking child?
Now, like, when they shoot you.
Yeah, every trend or whatever is not a good trend. Like, you bitches... I'm convinced it'd be people that don't get attention.
That's exactly what it is.
You're not used to getting attention in your real life or in life, period. So you jump at this opportunity to get some sliver of attention from fucking strangers at your kid's expense. People should start getting in trouble for that shit. Because
that shit is gross.
I was like, there's no way I'm going to look up this give me my money challenge or whatever. Because if I see the youngest kid crying and shit, I'm going to want to track you down.
That's so fucked up. Yes. Why would
you're making them feel not supported, not after they just supported all of y'all.
Like the least favorite.
Yeah. You're like counting them out. You're counting them out and you're doing it to get like tears. Like, it's so fucked up.
And it might sound so dumb and petty if you don't have children, but if you have, maybe it doesn't, but, or it sounds like not a big deal, but it really is a big deal in the scheme of confidence and feeling loved and supported. And like, these are all things
that
are really important.
Don't shake up their emotions. Why do you want to shake up your kids' emotions at all?
Why would you intentionally traumatize your child?
Yeah.
That makes no sense.
It's not funny. I don't understand who started this and why it took off and why people are fucking playing this game. And, it's not funny.
And don't smash shit on your kid's head.
Fuck no.
Just why? Why bother your children?
I said before, you shouldn't even be allowed to have your kids on social media, like, until they're 18
as like the star of your platform.
No, fuck no, because there's too many people that abuse it or take shit too far or whoop their kids on camera or you know what
bitch.
I mean, like, all the weird shit comes out, and this just made me hella fucking mad. So let us know if you guys saw this. I'm not gonna
comment on YouTube under YouTube.
Yeah, I'm not gonna search for it because it's gonna make me fucking sad and break my heart. But yeah, don't do that. The clap for the last kid shit.
I don't like that.
I think it's give me my money challenge or prank or whatever.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Have you watched anything good lately?
No.
I saw this docu-series. It's only like 2 episodes. It's called Into the Fire on Netflix.
Oh, I wanted to watch that.
It's really good. Watch it.
Wait, Into the Fire. What one's that about?
It's about basically a girl that went missing.
And her adoptive parents. Yep, I know the story. And so
the mother, the birth mother, gets on the case.
Did you see the ending?
Yes. And so it's just basically a story and proof, like never doubt a mother's intuition.
Yeah, do not.
It just shows the power and strength in a mother's intuition. It's really fucking crazy. It's a fucked up story and just...
It's so sad and heartbreaking, yeah. But just the birth mom...
Yep.
Not giving
She's
up.
She's a badass. Like, it was, it's great.
And that
was,
adopted mom?
She needs to be in jail.
Splitting shit?
Yeah.
Bitch, you don't deserve shit.
She needs to be in fucking jail.
I don't want to give it away, but yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah.
She needs her head smashed in. It's really good, though.
It's on Netflix now. I watched that. I also watched, where is it? I watched My Five Wives.
Of course because you did.
Because a new season of Sister Wives started, okay? It's like season
and they're all split 19. Up, right?
Yes.
And there's no more Sister Wives.
No. But, you know,
I mean, they might have a sisterhood still.
Two of them do.
Yeah.
So, thank God. Two of them are really close. I really love them. And so now, you know, they're just showing how that came about and everything. I didn't realize their show started in, like, 2010. Like, really? They've been around for a long, long time. I hate Cody, but I hate that they're spoon feeding us the episodes because I can't binge. So the first one just came out the other day for this new season and I watched it. And so after, you know, it'll be like, you might like this. If you like this, maybe you'll like this. And then it was like Seeking Sister Wife was suggested and My Five Wives.
You're
and
I like,
was
like, saved a cue.
Hold up. What's My Five Wives? It's a guy. His name's like Brady. I don't fucking know. Some dude. They're in Utah. They left the Mormon church, though, because they grew out of it. They don't believe a lot of the shit that that church believes anymore. So now they're like, we probably got to move because this whole community is that church and they don't really like us. Mm-hmm. So they're supposed to be like more progressive thinking polygamists. And there's five wives and 24 kids. And I started watching
like
it.
A nightmare.
No, it sounds like fun.
To you.
And I was watching it, and you know me, that fire lit inside of me, and I was like, I want to be polygamous. Every time I watch this or I start watching Sister Wives, you know, I get this.
So you can go to jail for hitting people.
I get this. No, I'm not.
Yeah, you
I
would.
Get this feeling, and I keep wanting to do it, but I just haven't found my family yet. And they live on a fucking...
We have a platonic version.
We do. And I like that. But we don't live together yet. But I was watching it like I need... It was late, so I didn't send it to you guys. But I was like, I need to tell Mark to start looking at properties in Utah. Because they are very much... the builders there, you know... understandably build homes that are for polygamist families. And so there will be three connected homes with kitchens, yeah. Laundry rooms, living rooms, bedrooms. It's just like three houses stuck together or whatever. That's very common there. That's where we need to retire. We were talking about Idaho. I think we need to look at Utah, and Utah is really pretty nature wise. And we can have animals.
Can't stand
but
you.
I was like, shit, we wouldn't have to build from the ground up. There's so many already available like that. I think Vegas has some too, but I don't want to live in Vegas.
I told you guys, I will gladly live in my RV on my property.
But I'm like, how great would that be? And then it shows how they take turns cooking and all that shit. And like, you know, a little friendly competition. I like that. You know, between the wives. The wives definitely are getting jealous. I'm only 2 episodes in, and they're already having fucking drama. And they've been with this man.
I don't have it in me to fight over anything.
Not fight, but just get a little sassy because you're jealous. It's a natural reaction. The first wife has been with him 21 years, and the fifth wife has been with him 15. So they've all been there for a very long time. And they still get a little spunky, like get a little jealous that they're like, we can't help it. Like, I can't help it. And then there's one, it made me so sad. And the husband pissed me off. They probably edited it out when he was like comforting her and shit for the sake of shock value or whatever. But she's a little heavier, one of the wives, and she's the only brunette. And no, I think there's one more. But anyway, she was like saying how she feels like the other ones are like Sleeping Beauty and some other princess reference, blonde princess. And she feels like the heavy, ugly one. And I'm thinking, like, you're the one I would pick. Like, you look good. Why, you know, he should be telling her that. And he kind of did, but I hope they edited out like a lot more, because he should have said a lot more to put her at ease. But, you know, they have their own little issues and shit, and it gets a little competitive sometimes. And I was like, this is fun. This would bring some spark.
Oh, my God. It sounds like a nightmare to me.
Really?
Yeah. I don't have it in me to compete for shit, especially not no fucking partner.
Not compete so much, but like.
Well, number I don't want to share. Yeah. If someone else is getting it, I don't want it, because then it's not special. I you know, it loses its jazz or yeah. whatever to me. And then I don't know. I just. I wouldn't want to vie for anybody's fucking attention.
Yeah.
I don't want excitement, bitch. That brings anxiety and shit. I already pick all the skin off my fingers.
I know. We don't need to make it worse. I know. Well, maybe I'll do it for a few years.
You do it.
And then I'll
fucking tell me how it
is. I'll let you guys know how it goes. So I'm looking.
She's not going to last fucking more than a month, bro. She's either going to whoop someone's ass.
Maybe.
Get sick of the man.
Every time I watch this, you know, I'd be like, I need, this is the life for me. It's what I need.
She'd be really bored. I'm gonna tell P start calling you a bitch more. Maybe there's your excitement.
There's your spark. No, for real though. I'd be like, I could do this.
You're
like,
getting in trouble for yelling at someone's kid too much.
Hitting everybody.
Yeah, bitch hitting all the wives.
It'll be fun.
Talking about no. No one else gets to sleep with them.
I'll buy you a lot of presents. We'll have a great time. We'll have a great time. And you know,
that would be a fucking funny experiment to watch.
I need to try it. So I was like, are there polygamous dating sites?
I was going to say, are there like guest spots where you can guest on it for a few weeks?
Like,
you know,
can you guys foster me?
Yeah. Like,
can you foster me in your marriage for a few weeks and see how it works?
You're not submissive enough, bitch. You're getting the boot.
I'm coming in and I'm going to take over.
No, control for real. That's what I mean. You're going to get the other wives are going to team up.
Some people want that. A couple of subs that want a true dom to come in and lead the show. They
ruin
might
their
want
whole
that.
Lives.
No, I would make their lives better. It would be fun.
Speaking of fucking... I had a dream, and it was the most wildest dream I've had in a long time. And it's probably because have been talking about your insane fucking dreams.
Yeah, and they're still going.
Because this is insane for me.
What is it? My brain was like,
you're
in it. Let's try it on. Let's try our dreams out. What happened?
So in my dream, I'm throwing Mark a huge 40th birthday party. And it's on a property, like, in the fucking country. And it's at a big fucking... old like southern style house that has like not a full wraparound porch. Ooh. But like three sides, and two of the sides have big decks, like party decks, and then there's like a walkway here. All right, so two decks, and you can walk around and go to the other deck.
We could totally
huge,
have that
okay?
in Utah.
This is my dream. In my dream, I keep going back and forth between the front side and the back side of the house to try and find you, because I needed to make my birthday speech for Mark, but I couldn't find you.
What the fuck was I doing? Don't have me doing no dumb shit. I'm in the barn with somebody. Disgusting. What?
I finally find you, and there's a pool. It's an above ground pool made of acrylic so you can see through it.
I'm in there naked with fucking guests everywhere.
You and another girl were in there.
Don't say
swimming
we're
around
scissoring.
Together. And you had a purple cape on and we're swimming like a long flowy
purple
cape.
What's wrong
with
you? What's the fuck? You got high before you went to sleep. What the fuck is wrong with you?
It's not even the best part.
I have a cape on in this clear pool.
Uh-huh. And it's like flowing behind you. And the girl had on a turquoise one. I don't even know who the girl is. I can't even picture their face right now. But you guys were like swimming around flirtatiously. And we could all see through it. Yeah. It was very.
Yeah. We're betas.
And we can see through the fucking pool. And then all of a sudden, you guys start kissing, but you're not really close to each other.
You fucking hired me.
But your guys' tongues are like 6 inches long, and you're flicking your tongues at each other. You're nasty. From a distance.
You're a nasty girl. Your brain is nasty. What? What's happening?
You know, I don't have dreams like this. Really think of me? I don't have dreams like this.
This snake, your stupid snake shit, bitch,
right, with a cape on,
making out with some bitch
in a dunk tank
at my husband's birthday.
So then,
like, oh my god, typical.
So then, there's some boys at the party, and they started messing with my raccoons.
Because you had, of course, my raccoons
were in my dream.
Of course they were.
And he started messing with them, and I got really mad, and I started chasing him around the whole property singing, "My boyfriend's gonna whoop your ass." I mean, like, incessantly for like 30 minutes straight. Then.
This is psychosis.
Then, as I'm chasing the boy for messing with my raccoons, Josette appears out of nowhere. And she's like 4 months pregnant, smoking hella cigarettes. And she's like, it's okay because, which would, I These can't even organic. Imagine in real life that ever happening.
No.
She's like, no, it's okay because I made it past my fourth week. I remember her saying that in my dream.
I can totally smoke these.
And was just standing there smoking them in white jeans.
What is
it
this
It was
dream?
The most chaotic.
Random.
I woke up and was like, what the fuck?
It sounds like a fun party, though.
Not with them messing with my raccoons.
That's the part that made you the most mad. That's not me flicking tongues with another serpent woman at your husband's birthday. It was the raccoons being fucked with that bothered you. Not my activities at all. Or Josette smoking
while
with her
visibly pregnant.
Yeah.
Nope.
Those were fine. Leave the raccoons alone.
Leave my
though.
Fucking raccoons alone. They ain't bugging nobody. God. They're babies. Yes, You're I woke insane. Up like, oh
I want
my
our dreams
God.
To calm down because I don't know what is,
dude, I haven't
in
had
astrology it. Right now causing this.
No, for real. Because what the fuck?
Something's going on. On Prime, did you see a lot of racists and people are going crazy trying to get the Lake Lanier?
Lake Lanier.
That taken off of Prime. It's like a documentary about it.
Why?
So I don't know because I didn't watch it.
Because people died there?
Yeah.
Because Lake Lanier was built on a fucking, wasn't it built on like a black town?
Yeah, I believe so. But they're saying it's not true. Racists are in an uproar. They're saying it's not true. It's lies, all this. They're trying to get it taken off of Prime. I wanted to watch it last night so I could talk about it today, but they want $3.99 to watch it. So I'm like, should I do it? Yes. I don't know. But I'll report back and let you know because they better not take it down. I mean, there's a lot of documentaries that upset people that are still.
Stay mad.
Yeah, stay mad.
Stay fucking mad.
Mm-hmm.
That lake is known. Like, don't swim in it because you're swimming.
Is it haunted or something?
It's supposed to be fucking.
Like, payback, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Which, I'm not mad.
Yeah. So, let's watch
how
it.
How dare you?
Yeah.
How fucking dare you destroy homes?
Mm-hmm.
And people's lives and people.
Yeah, I want to watch
Black
it.
Black folks, it's fucked up. I forgot what I was going to say.
We got some good write-ins. I saw one that I wanted to read, so I'm going to pull it up. If you don't mind.
I do.
Did you have something else to talk about first?
No. I have some other few things, but, you know, they're longer, and I'll save it.
I mean, you can still tell us.
Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more.
No one needed that. No one needed that. Okay.
I needed to get it out.
Okay. So this one is titled Gunner.
Oh, I love him.
Hello, lovely ladies. I'm writing to shout out my firstborn homemade best friend. I love that.
Love
it. I read that and I was like, oh, I love that. Homemade best friend.
I love her.
Gunner. I've been having some difficulties lately that have me down. Life has been simultaneously put on hold and taken a different direction. As you know, Gunner and I purchased a house together 3 years ago, and it is joyous. With that being said, he is often the only person who witnesses my difficult times. My daughter also, Hey Resnick, I hope I said that right, but living together, he sees before anyone else. He knew how bad of a hit I had taken, and you know what he did? He cleaned my bedroom and did all my laundry. Aww. Stingers would never.
We love.
Never.
We love Gunner.
Oh my God. He cooked every meal for at least a week. What the fuck? He walked the dogs every morning by himself. And during all this, he asked me daily how I'm doing and lets me pick the movies we watch. Oh, I'm jealous. What a loving relationship.
Gunner's just a good dude.
Oh, man. I'm so jealous. Ladies, I have raised the perfect husband. Oh. He really is so terrific. This is not a shock because you're amazing.
No, for
real. No shock at all. He really is so terrific. So thank you, Gunner, for being my rock, for understanding my need for space, and for encouraging me to get my old ass out of bed and to work. Thank you for being there, listening, and caring for the fur babies. You are the coolest, kindest, most giving man I know. I'm glad to be your mom, and I love you. Much love to you, Christine. Oh, aww. My heart.
Happy birthday, Gunner.
It's not his birthday.
Wait, I thought she was doing a happy birthday.
No, he's just been having a difficult time. But still, happy birthday. You could have it.
You can have it.
You can have that too.
You're a good human. And they're just both really good humans.
He just stepped up and has been there for her when she needed it. I love that. And we love you.
Gunner, you get a high five.
And girl, hang in there because times are going to get better. And yeah. I'm so glad you have that support.
Yeah, we've both been having a little rough go as well. Yeah. So you got this, Christine. You're a fucking badass.
You are.
You really are.
You inspire us in a lot of ways, if you know it or not.
Definitely. And
Gunner, you're fucking great. So this isn't shocking, but
he's funny as fuck.
Yeah. This is really nice to hear, even though we're not shocked.
I have one.
Okay.
Aunties. Do you know some episodes off the top of your head where you might have talked about the changes you go through when you become a first-time mom? I don't off the top of my head, babe. Struggles with mother-in-laws or the ways it can strain your relationship or how you see your partner. I just need to feel seen and understood by someone other than my mom. I'm learning motherhood feels so lonely and only so many times I can vent to the same person. I haven't seen a single friend after initial baby meetings the first weeks after birth. I haven't seen my best friend in 4 months. A woman who has known the struggle of a first postpartum experience and a crazy-ass mother-in-law. I hate having a tit-for-tat mentality, but I feel so jealous of the friend she got from me when she had her kids versus the friend she has been for me now that I've had my first kid. And I try to empathize that I had the luxury of freedom and freedoms of being childless when she had her kids. It's just hard. It's just, God damn it, stupid phone. It's just hard mourning the life and relationships you had before having a baby. She is my world and how I get through all of the hardest days. But I had no clue how life smacks the hell out of you when you have one. I just need to hear how two strong women were able to get to the other side of motherhood so I know I can do it too. Or should I say better side, since motherhood is a lifelong, ever-changing journey.
Mm-hmm.
It's well written.
So what I will say is a realization that I had recently is that you're really, and this happened for me after every kid, you're really not the same person at all.
Nope.
Once you have, and even scientifically, you're not either. Like they say, your brain chemistry changes, there's physical changes, like you're actually not the same person that you were before pregnancy.
Your lizard skin sheds.
Yes, just everything, cells, brain cells, like so much is replaced and you're just a new being, right? In every sense of the word. I had to like, for me, that was kind of a relief reading about that because I kept being like, why am I not bouncing back into my old routines? Why am I not interested in working like I was before?
This doesn't bring me joy.
Yeah, I'm not into this anymore. I'm not into that. Like, and it wasn't that long ago. So I couldn't be like, it's age or anything like that. And I was like, why is it so, do I feel so fucking different now? But you really are a new, totally new person. And I had to remind myself that this has happened after each kid. But the beauty of that is that you're in control. So you can make this as fantastic as you fucking want it to be.
And I want to say something regarding friends. Sorry, I'm hella congested, sinus wise, but regarding friends, I know that you say regarding your best friend, your lifelong best friend. Sometimes, even the life, years don't equate to tomorrow. Longevity doesn't relate to forever. And I want you to understand this as somebody I love very much. I know who wrote it. Okay. Just because that person has been your best friend all these years, they may not continue to be your best friend through every season. You might lose them for a few seasons until...
Also, the length of time that you've been around somebody does not determine the quality of friendship. Like,
there you go.
You can't look at it. It doesn't equate. Like, I was friends with her since first grade, but this person I met 6 months ago has been a way better friend to me.
Yeah.
You know, immediately. Like that... It's not a length of time does not determine the quality of the or the closeness that you'll have with that person.
No. And something Mark always tells me is you have to stop expecting you from
in
you.
Other people. Yes.
Stop expecting people to do what you did.
Right. And to show up the way you would.
And, you know,
that expectation will let you down every time.
Yeah. And it fucking sucks.
Yeah.
And you might just have to grieve what you thought your friend would do for you or if they would reciprocate the same way. You might just have to grieve that. I will say...
I wouldn't even say grieve. You have to just understand that what you had to pour into them when they were going through that, they might not have that to pour into you.
Well, that's what I mean. Like,
not even...
You can be sad about it. You can grieve it.
But, like, don't look at it as an intentional thing or, like, a fucking they're being shady or, like, they're, you know.
But you can still grieve it as somebody who is highly sensitive and fucking used to expect me from me. You're constantly having your feelings hurt.
Yeah. So, and I'm like, you got to, in order to try to prevent that a little bit, don't take it so personal.
Well, it's hard to when you're like that. That's what I'm saying. Just grieve it and just, it is what it is.
Yeah.
You know, 4 months, she hasn't been around. I say, find some fucking mom groups.
Yeah.
Like, I'm serious. I know it sounds cheesy and corny, but when they're little like that, find some mom groups. Go to the park. You got to learn to become your own best friend for a while when you have a new baby. Because everybody's hella busy.
Yeah.
And it sucks. It's an adjustment, but I promise you, you're so fucking wonderful. The first year is the hardest. The first year is the hardest. After that, fucking piece cake. I felt like the first year was the hardest for me.
I would just also keep in mind too, not everybody is comfortable around babies. That might have been something that she doesn't miss about having babies, your friend that you were, that they're talking about. Or, you know, everybody, not everybody loves that period of child raising the way
Why
I do.
Why don't you just say my name?
The way I do.
Just,
you know,
say Crystal, so like, hates babies.
I'm just saying, like, don't expect, I don't know, like, just don't take it personal without going deeper into that. Just don't take it personal. I always look at it like, you know, just because I feel this way, other people might not feel that way too. Like, you know, and it might not be something I should be offended by.
If it's who I'm thinking of, I think it's a little fucked up, but again, it is what it is. You know, you can't make somebody show up.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Don't expect you.
Yep. Just grieve it and just focus on the baby for a little bit.
Yeah.
Now, with fucking your in-laws, I am not the one to ask because, you know, I done fucking got into it with mine a few times. So. I don't know how to navigate a shitty in-law because it...
With shitty in-laws, you let your partner deal with them and handle things.
Yep.
I think this is like...
I don't have a mother-in-law.
I think your advice right now, since you know who this is like different than what you would give to somebody that you don't know. Does that make sense?
What, regarding the friend?
Because you know this person, I guess. So you know that who their in-laws are or who they're talking about or whatever. Oh, okay.
I don't know.
I was going to say, because your advice is different from, like, if you know them.
Yeah, no, but I don't know the in-laws.
Just generally speaking, rule of thumb, you let your partner deal with in-laws.
No, I'm just thinking of when I got into it with my one in-law multiple times regarding the kids, and it turned into a fucking scream fest.
Yeah, I would not do that. Like, I just, I put that on my partner. Like, this is your parents or parent or whatever, and you need to fucking handle it. Like, before I ruin it for everybody. Because I'll take shit too far.
Yeah, I've never had a mother-in-law that I didn't get along with, or a boyfriend's mom that overstepped boundaries. But then again, I've only had kids with Mark, so.
Yeah. So,
I would definitely let your husband, and if he doesn't stand up, then that's going to be an issue between you guys for sure.
But like, as far as, you know, didn't she say like grieving her old self and like how to feel like herself again and shit? Just look forward, look at it positively, look at it like you look forward to the new life that you're going to have now with this baby, and it's going to be great, and it's going to be very different probably from what you were before, but it's supposed to be. Like, we're supposed to change and evolve, and just look forward to the positives instead of grieving the past. That's what made it easier for me.
I just remember really grieving the loss of my identity. That's what it felt like for me.
Mm-hmm.
Was losing my identity. And I did. I was sad about it for like 5-6 months. I was like your mom, you know, and everyone focused on the baby.
Mm-hmm.
It's a hard transition for some people. But I will say I love who I am much more than who I was before.
Yeah.
So there's that.
I think you have a better you to look forward to. So
absolutely.
Focus on that.
Absolutely. I agree.
Okay. I have one. Oh, never mind.
Lies.
Okay. Not this one.
God damn, my nose is so stuffed out of nowhere. I can't breathe.
I've seen videos about people that you're supposed to like hook your finger under here and then like press and it'll release your sinuses and shit. You should look into that.
Oh, the gua sha fucking for the sinuses?
No, I mean, it's like not that, but like not a gua sha, but like there's a area here, and then there's also a way where you could push your nose as far as you can to the side and then push underneath your cheekbone, and it's supposed to release the pressure too.
I tried the one where you fucking do the cheek shit, but it didn't work. I think my fucking cyst is back. I don't know though. Who knows?
It just came out
of nowhere. I was fine when we started recording. I don't know. Maybe it's whatever fucking plants are outside this window.
Yeah.
Again, who knows?
Sorry, this is one that we read already. I thought I had another one.
You know,
some of these are just questions, like not actual write-ins. So,
you know, an older woman I know, one of my clients, started reading a James Baldwin book, and you know, she's white. She's very up there in age.
Mm-hmm.
And
what? Don't piss me off.
She said, no, she was very honest. She said, I just started reading this James Baldwin book.
Mm-hmm.
I put it off. And this is someone that's read the book, like White Fragility, some mm-hmm. other stuff.
There's a lot of that White Fragility book is getting tore up.
I heard.
And I own it, but I haven't read it yet.
Never read it.
It's like stolen from a author of color, which is like, oh, this is exactly what the fuck.
Fucking book's probably about.
Yes.
Irony, dude.
Yes, the fucking irony. So when I saw that, I was like, wow, I guess I'll throw that in the garbage.
That's really fucked up.
Yeah.
So... she tells me she put off reading the book because she knew it was going to make her uncomfortable. And she said, I had to tell myself, you need to be uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But this woman is like almost 90. And she said she comes from a very racist father
mm-hmm.
who would give their used toys to the less fortunate black folks
mm-hmm.
as like, look at me, fucking, I'm so great.
White savior.
This is what you deserve type
mm-hmm.
thing.
Mm-hmm.
And she said as a little girl, it always felt gross and wrong.
Mm-hmm.
She said, and then I married a man who was kind of shitty. And she said it took her a long time to find her voice.
Mm-hmm.
But I just was shocked that she had said that out loud.
Yeah.
But I just was like,
I'm like, what I'm took
glad
you so
you're
long?
Getting uncomfortable now.
Yeah. I'm like, what took you so long?
But it made me think, imagine how many other people feel that way. I don't want to get uncomfortable.
What? And hesitate?
They oh, yeah, don't of course. Do it.
Just refuse. Of
exactly.
course.
Exactly.
I don't have
of
to
all
imagine.
Ages.
I don't have to imagine. I fucking know them. I know so many. Yeah.
Right. And yeah. It just made me think, like, the world's never going to be a better place. We're never all going to yeah. get on the same page.
Because it took you till you were 90 to want to sit with that and fucking learn something about it. Like,
and so
oh, okay.
many fucking people.
Yeah.
Never.
Yeah. I'm not giving her kudos. You're
no.
fucking 90.
No, like. I just was like,
yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Damn. Like, damn.
Yeah. I just, I don't know. Like, yeah. I don't really want to unpack all that right now.
Yeah, no.
I just, I'm like, don't wait till you're 90.
It just made me just think, like, white people are fucked. Like,
they are
not to,
even
not
the
to
ones
get
that
on
are
a
cool
tangent.
are somewhat fucked. And I just had this conversation with my ex-husband yesterday because we just got on the subject of why I haven't talked to my mom in 2 years.
Oh, did
and
you?
I had told him why I stopped talking to her initially, but I did not tell him about the most recent incident where her husband, her Mexican husband, was singing slave songs around my black kid. And he was like, what? And I was like, I can't believe I didn't call you right away and tell you, because they love to praise you and call you their son.
Papa's the good.
And love you. And you're, yeah, but this is the type of shit. These are the games that they like to play. Be funny around somebody else, not around my fucking kids. So I went off and I start getting worked up and yelling and hella shit. And he's just like, thank you for like just being you, like being hella aww. Cool and like, you know, just being the parent that you are and setting the examples that you do and shit. And just
not letting shit slide.
Yeah. And being an example to your kids. And I was like, thank you for that, you know, but you don't have to do that. And
right.
Like, this is just who I am, who I've always been. But he was just like, you know, I'm just happy that like Bunny has you as an example and can count on you to always do and say what's right when it comes to that kind of shit.
For sure.
And
she'll never feel.
There's no hesitation. You right. know, there's no weird hesitation on my part, and there never will be, you know. It just, it's so angering. But yeah, just, I had to tell him, like, you know, you would never expect that, right? And he was like, nah, like, I'm shocked. And I'm like, yeah, even people you think are cool are not really cool. Like, there's, I could count on one hand people yeah. that have not showed me some weird racist shit. And I told him, I'm like, it's like an ongoing joke about how I be going off about white people and shit. And, you know, here I am half white. And I'm like, I say it because I know, you know, I right. know firsthand. Who's going to know better than somebody who has right. a white mom? You know what right. I mean? Like, there's a reason why I say the things I say. And it's because it's the only examples I've been given in my fucking life. Yeah. And I told him, like, the real love and everything and raising that I got in my life came from a black woman.
Right.
So, you know, that this is why I am the way that I am and why I say and feel and truly believe everything I fucking say, because definitely. My life has been an example of it. Like,
it's fucked up.
It's just bullshit. So, yeah,
it is. And, you know, not to go on white people tangents, but statistically, white people are more likely to listen to other white people.
Oh, right? Yeah.
So for that's
sure.
why.
For sure. And that's why it's so important for us. That's why we've always preached, and me to Moni or me to you or whatever, that like the message is always better received from somebody that looks like you.
Yeah.
So that's why I need you to use your fucking voice. And I have other blonde white friends that I'm like, dude, like you need to fucking speak up. You do always. Like,
no question.
Sometimes you'll go too far, but like, you know, we need yes. that. We need that, because that's who people are going to listen to and possibly change their mind. Not even somebody that looks like right. me. Not, you know, no.
No, the fucking people that look like the people next door.
Exactly.
Who they'll listen yeah. to.
The message is better received up. and they need to hear it. Otherwise, it's just going to be totally tuned out, and people are going to stay waiting till they're fucking 90 years old to try
stay
to do better.
Not wanting to be uncomfortable. Yeah. I want mm-hmm. everybody to be uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Do the
because
fucking
work. I watch my loved ones be uncomfortable. So who the fuck am I to feel like I shouldn't be uncomfortable? Yeah, it's just crazy.
I remember the uncomfortable feeling. I remember unpacking hella shit. Mm-hmm. I remember being like, fuck, and it fucking sucks. But sit bitch, you it. Know what sucks?
You know what's worse?
Right.
Yeah.
You sit with that shit.
Yeah, when you're in a world that makes you uncomfortable.
Right.
Like, how?
And
check your fucking
you.
Privilege. Check your privilege.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Y'all know how we feel, though.
For sure. I wasn't going to talk about that, but then I was like, no.
Yeah.
Because I just was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Holy shit. So.
Well, tonight, Bunny is cooking us dinner.
Lucky.
And I'm excited, but I do have to go home and cook chicken, which is.
You're going
to
go and burn it.
I'm going to go make leather. I'm going to go make chicken jerky.
Yep.
Is what I'm going to grill.
I'm going to get you a dehydrator next.
Yeah.
Holiday.
Why not? Because that's the only way I'm going to feel safe enough
for
to
sure.
eat it. I was cutting fucking
too.
Tendons out of the chicken
it.
Earlier. And I was like, why are these fucking sensor tags in here? I hate them. And somebody on Twitter was like, so they could move muscle. Fuck that. That's why we shouldn't be eating this, because this is gross. I gotta take, it looks like white plastic,
tubes, like
flat
tubes.
Strips. What the fuck is that? If I gotta remove
that.
Do you
do the fork with the paper towel?
It doesn't work.
It
doesn't
tears
work
them in
for
half.
Me. Yeah, it rips it to pieces. So I just like either cut it out and waste hella chicken, or I just like fucking wiggle
oh,
it.
Oh, I probably throw away the equivalent to fucking like a breast and a half when I trim
same,
chicken, because
same.
I'm like, no fucking fat.
No skin, no fat, no tendon. Has to come out.
Hey,
so,
the worst is when you get a pack of chicken and there's like a feather in it still.
Or I don't even care, like a blood spot or a vein, or don't even get
just,
me started.
That's why I don't fuck with
no.
eat meat like that. It
nope.
makes me sad, too. And let me just say, three of the fuck... Remember how I follow this account called Balam Says, and it's an Oriental short hair tabby cat. And he talks a lot, and he was so wonderful. And he passed away unexpectedly
aww.
Last week. And watching his
oh,
owner make the video, oh, it made me sob.
Yeah.
Well, I only follow a couple animal accounts. Like, and there's one called Wallace the Warthog. He has a warthog. It's so cool. And then... there was, it's called Eddie on Wheels, and it's this woman who has this thick ass, like, Jersey accent,
mm-hmm.
and all her rescue pets have, like, three first names, like, Eddie Lorenzo or Eddie or Lorenzo Giovanni, and like they have all these fucking great names. Mm-hmm. Well, dude, all fucking three died last week. The dog was old, so Lorenzo Giovanni old. Wallace the Warthog was only like 4 years old. He had a heart attack.
You don't need to follow no more animal pages. So,
and the dude that owns Wallace, okay, let me tell you, is like this big, burly white dude, has this long beard, like super fucking manly, and girl was sobbing.
Oh,
that broke my fucking heart. He has a property, I think, in Florida, and he has like 90 animals in this animal sanctuary, this huge, beautiful property, and he just takes care of all these fucking animals. And you know, people like that got a spot in my heart. But to see this big, tough, I mean, he just was sobbing. Oh, the warthog was like his dream baby. And he just
sad.
He used to lay in his bed and shit. And like, it just made me sad. All of it made me sad. But
I don't want a warthog in your bed.
I might. It's a hog.
I don't. That's disgusting.
With tusks.
Yeah, that's pretty gross. It's a pig. It's Pumbaa.
Yeah.
Keep him out your goddamn bed. Make his own bed.
I would have a pet pig snuggle
in your bed? Under the covers?
I have a pig in my bed. Mark.
We're done. We're done.
I'm just kidding, love. You're not a pig. It was a joke.
You're
an ass. Just kidding. All right.
Okay, guys. Thank you so much for the support. We've got, did you pull the patrons or not yet?
Oh my God, girl. Let me see.
I do want to announce them.
Okay. You could read them this week because fuck them up. Please let
me read them. Yes. Let's do that.
Oh, fuck you. I hope they're all hard names this time. I hope you, hold on. Let me pull it up. So, start from here and up. Just go up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Heather Neeser, we're going to go with that. Thank you so much. Yolivia Krawick. That's what I'm going to say. Madison, Raina Schneider, Nichelle, Emma Herring, Adriana. I need my glasses.
Right.
Tiana, Melanie Sanchez, Jasmine Mayo, and Prissy Chrissy.
Thank you guys so much
for the support. Here. Yeah, we've been knocking these episodes out. I'm proud of us.
Yeah, we've been getting them done.
Yeah, we've been getting them out on time, which is great.
You know, we're good for congratulating ourselves.
Well, yeah, but life has still been lifing. Don't think it's been going hella smooth. You know, it hasn't.
Seriously.
And I just want you guys to know we're dedicated and we got some surprises. I'm going to be picking a winner for a t-shirt tomorrow. And yeah.
Yeah.
We got some good stuff coming up.
I know. I'm excited. And we are gonna do merch now that
we are
shit is
we've been waiting
before
on
before the holidays for yeah. sure. So look for that. It'll be posted on our IG when we do. And that's it. Go leave us a review if you really
please
fuck with us.
If you really want to make our day.
No, for real,
please.
Okay, that's it. Okay. Suck it easy.
Go to bed. Oh,